Okay, so let's dig into this this whole concept of ternary logic systems. People might know the basics, you know, moving past just deal and one to include that pause state, the epistemic hold. But today we're really focusing on what some sources call the fourth pillar, the decision log, or DL.
That's right. And it's really a fundamental change in how we think about accountability, about trust in systems. See, traditional binary systems, they have this evidentiary deficit, as the sources put it. Logs are created after the fact.
After the event has already happened.
Exactly. So they record the effect, not the cause or the decision process. And that leaves room for, well, let's call it retrospective reconstruction.
Meaning you can kind of invent a story after something goes wrong, like policy laundering.
Precisely. You can find a policy that, after the fact, justifies the action, even if it wasn't the real reason. Ternary logic flips that entirely.
So?
Through the core covenant. The decision log isn't just a record, it's the origin of the action. The rule is simple, and it's absolute. No log, no action.
Wow, okay. So if the system doesn't create this log beforehand, the action just stops.
It doesn't even start. The log must be created, structured correctly, and cryptographically sealed before the system is allowed to proceed. It's ex ante.
That sounds like it could grind things to a halt.
Ugh.
But you mentioned this idea of weaponized transparency. That sounds pretty dramatic. How does that work in practice, especially with regulators?
It works by reversing the burden of proof. It's a significant legal shift.
Okay.
Imagine a market crash or maybe a big operational failure. Normally, regulators spend ages trying to prove what went wrong, who was negligent. With a TL system using DLs, the regulator just says, show us the decision log for that event.
And if the institution can't? Or if the log is flawed?
Then negligence is presumed. Yeah. Instantly. The absence of a well-formed log is the evidence of failure. You have to produce the proof of your proper process.
So the DL is much more than just a note saying we did this. It has to contain the why and the how.
Exactly. It's a rich, structured data set. It's not some text file. It captures the complete justification for intent. Think specific fields, like a hash mapping all the data inputs used.
So proof of the exact data considered.
Yes. And the models invoke the specific logic, hashed, version controlled, and crucially, a confidence score calculated at the time.
Meaning you can't later claim you used different data or a different algorithm.
Impossible. It's mathematically locked in. That's non-repudiation by design.
Okay, but I have to ask about speed. This sounds computationally heavy. How does this work in, say, high-frequency trading? We're talking sub-300 milliseconds. You can't wait for some complex logging.
Right. That's a critical conflict. Performance versus this deep integrity. The solution is the dual lane architecture.
Dual lane.
Yeah. Think of two tracks running in parallel. You've got the high speed action lane where the actual transaction happens and the slower but high integrity evidence lane. The no log, no action rule is satisfied because the action lane only waits for the really fast part. The in-memory cryptographic signature and hash generation for the core DL components. That's near instant.
So the action goes ahead almost immediately.
Correct. Then the full, heavier cryptographic write putting the complete sealed DL onto the permanent immutable ledger that happens asynchronously in the background on the evidence lane.
Okay, so you get speed and the guarantee of the evidence being captured. Decoupled, but linked.
Mathematically linked, yes.
But that brings up the other big conflict, immutability versus privacy. If this ledger is permanent, how do you possibly comply with things like GDPR, the right to erasure? You can't delete from an immutable ledger.
Another key architectural solution. Rigorous pseudonymization managed by what's called the hybrid shield. The crucial point is personal identifiable information, the PII, the who, never actually gets written onto the immutable ledger itself.
Never. So what does the ledger record?
It records a non-personal identifier, like a text user hash. It's just a reference, meaningless on its own.
And the link. The connection between text user hash and, say, John Doe.
That mapping is stored separately. It's held in a mutable standard database. And the separate database is strictly controlled by the hybrid shield component.
Mutable meaning it can be changed or deleted.
Exactly. So when a GDPR erasure request comes in, the hybrid shield simply deletes the link in that mutable database.
Poof. The connection's gone.
Gone. The text user hash one entry still exists on the immutable ledger, preserving the audit trail, the why of the action, but it's permanently severed from the actual person's identity. The who is forgotten, the why remains verifiable.
It's fascinating how the DL sort of orchestrates the whole ternary lifecycle. It starts with the plus dollar, the intent, right?
Right. Precisely. The creation of the DL is the declaration of intent. the plus all of foam. Then, if something's flagged, maybe a compliance check fails, like an anti-money laundering rule flags suspicious data provenance, or perhaps the confidence score is just too low.
It triggers the pause state.
Instantly triggers $0, the epistemic hold. The whole decision context is frozen within the DL structure. Then that hold gets resolved either to $1, halt the process, or back to plus SOVA 1, proceed. And that entire journey, the initial intent, the hold, the reason for the hold, the resolution, it's all captured and sealed onto the immutable ledger. You get the full causal chain.
So wrapping this up, the big takeaway for you listening is this. Ternary logic, powered by the decision log, isn't about just trusting organizations anymore. It shifts the foundation to something much stronger. Cryptographically verifiable truth. Mathematical certainty replaces that fragile social contract.
And that really leaves you with a question to consider. Think about traditional binary systems. They inherently allow for wiggle room for narratives to be constructed after the fact. The decision log makes that kind of retrospective justification impossible. It forces accountability into the architecture itself. So where in your own field, your own operations, are you currently relying on just trust? Where could demanding verifiable proof baked into the system fundamentally change the game?